Interesting notes regarding Alcapa syndrome is for perfusionists is that, you know, as a matter of fact, instead of separation of, you know, left main trunk from the ascending aorta, the left main trunk is completely separated from the pulmonary trunk. And after your or during administration of cardioplegia, you have to administer the cardioplegia into the pulmonary trunk as well as ascending aorta. And you have to choke both left and right pulmonary arteries in order to impede wash out of, you know, cardioplegia. Because if you do not do so, at the time of, you know, administering cardioplegia, the cardioplegia completely wash out from the, you know, pulmonary arteries instead of going into the left main, because the low resistance bed of the pulmonary arteries. So to take into consideration and to finalize, I think that preferentially in Alcapa syndrome, in which left main is separated from the pulmonary artery instead of ascending aorta, you have to cannulate for cardioplegia administration both the ascending aorta as well as pulmonary trunk. You have to choke both left and right pulmonary arteries in order to impede further washout of you know, cardioplegia that you have already administered, and you have to prevent or impede further, you know, distension of the heart, and perform the anastomosis instead of intra pulmonary trunk pericardial patch tachyuchi operation. I prefer this according to my experience.